Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 19th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, as far as today's show is concerned, I shall be starting to talk about the pace at which things are changing, which is shocking the experts. And just a few months ago, many of the so-called experts were still talking about the US economy being booming, but since then a major shift has taken place and you need to know about it, and I shall inform you about it. So, I'm going to talk about the best body language for building rapport. There's not that much that I want to say, but there's some very useful information which I think would be of interest and use to my treasured listeners, so they will be allowed to gain an insight into this particular matter. Now, I've talked about a lot about the coming civil war, and today I'm going to give you some background about what I think is going to precede it, or in fact, which is already in the process of ramping up to precede, which I think will be an explosion, an outbreak of hostilities between the left wing and the right wing, basically, the Democrats and the Republicans, and I think it will be hellishly unpleasant, and you will wish, frankly, that you were not in the country at that point. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, please take my words seriously and consider moving out. Information is plentiful and forthcoming on my show, so another way to really ginny up on this particular subject is to listen to the show. Okay, so now gridlock is the only positive thing to come out of the midterm election, in my opinion. It means the state will have a more difficult time carving up your liberties and imposing a batch of new nanny state laws, so you get a respite of that for 2 years, at least, if there's nothing else. I'm going to talk about Hong Kong today. Now, Hong Kong is becoming a brittle and brutal divide between China and the West, and the West is not going to win this one. So you probably need to know a little bit more, and I shall assist you in that. Now, I'm going to talk about someone who has been homeless for the better part of 20 years, And what he has to say is very enlightening and very interesting, and you will definitely, I think, want to hear about this. And then I will finish up. Well, perhaps not. I'm not quite sure how much more time I will have. But I am going to try to talk about what happened before the existence of mankind, but not in a kind of dry historical context. But I shall bring it rapidly up to speed with what's going on today. So it's going to be history with a difference. Don't worry, nothing school-like or academic. Then I will talk about how America's current prosperity is built on an explosion of debt, which is, of course, unsustainable. It should be obvious, it isn't, and I will try to draw back the curtains on that one. Then if we have time, I'll talk about patriarchies and the multi-cultured world in which we live in, where men are more likely than women to hold positions of social, economic, and political power. And of course, it's therefore tempting to assume that this is the natural state of affairs. It isn't, and I will show you how and why. So that's our show for today. Hopefully we can get through it. I might try to speak a little faster, but lots and lots and lots to talk about today. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I will take care of the rest. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, feel free, select any of the 3 shows that you will find in the archives on the Podbean page, which presumably you're at right now. And if you don't get taken in by any of the shows there, please make them, by the way, the last 2 months, because I don't know what happens, but there's some kind of a problem with the archives going back over about 3 months. So anyway, I highly recommend the latest 3 months, because latest 3 weeks rather, the latest 3 shows, I should say, because they are really going to keep you more up to date, and you'll get a feeling of what it feels like to be kept up to date by my shows, as opposed to the hideous mainstream press. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, I will give you my information about how to contact me and then sign off for the week. So my email address, which you will need to write to me and request the shows if that's your intention, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Also splayed on the Podbean page, so you'll be able to pick it up there too if you didn't have a pencil and paper. Now, I also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, which I try to keep updated as much as possible. Sometimes through time constraints, it doesn't get done. But when I see something which is really worthy of your consideration, it will go in a longer context into Facebook. And if they're just kind of pithy one-liners, I'll shove it into Twitter. So you've got 2 choices there. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no punctuation and lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Okay, again, one word, no caps and no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. And with that, I will bid you an excellent week ahead. I will be back on Friday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.